Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo! Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
The Alpha and Omega, the eternal flame that Who are you? I am. What is that? You got to take an inward journey to remember that you are, that you are. You are the I am presence. Trust the force that lives in you, that's around you. Yes, indeed. There's so much more than what we see, so much more than what we feel, so much more than what we think. Oh, let me say that again. So much, much more than what we think. But when you allow yourself to become still, take that holy breath. In that moment, you reconnect with the truth of who you are. Unconsciously, subconsciously, you become consciously aware of your I am-ness. So when you find yourself tripping, take a breath. Breathe in and breathe out. So you say, okay, you know what? I have a choice. I can trip or I can trust. Because I know that I am that I am. Ah, life is good. It's getting better. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this moment in time. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference simply because you exist. You make a difference simply because you are. You make a difference simply because you're in this body. And if you don't believe it, if you still doubt it, if you're still struggling with your purpose, if you're still struggling with what am I here to do, everything is as it should be. And Sherry Cortland is here to remind you that guess what? You chose this existence. So stop playing games and get off the bench. And get on the field of your life. I am so, so, so grateful for this moment called now. I am so grateful for you. I'm grateful for life. My mind wants to say I'm grateful for my life, but there isn't my life, your life. There's only one life. So I am grateful for life. That life that is moving through you is moving through me. Whew. My vibration is like rising. And when Corey gets here, it's going to be off the chain. So you better put on your Corey. Did I say Corey? Who is Corey? Oh, maybe that's one of my guys that I haven't met yet. I met Sherry. She's here. But when we start talking, oh, Lord, you better put on your seatbelt. Because we're going to blow you out of your physical self. You've been vibrating. Ooh, now I know why I'm here. You walk past people and they're healed. Because that's how we do it on LifeConversationsRadio.com. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. All the shows are archived. They can be downloaded. And we invite you to share this show with your friends, your lovers, your haters, your enemies, your pets. Your people you want to meet, your coworkers, just share the show with them. And in that act, when you take the time to share the show with someone else, something happens for you. You shift, you change, because you give them something that fed you. Then you realize nobody really hates you. It was a perception. You realize I never had an enemy. Actually, my enemies were my remedy. They would help me recognize who I am. So share the show, click the like button, tweet it, yell it, shout it, you know. Send a smoke signal. I don't care how you do it. Just spread the word because we want to raise the vibration. And we need everybody involved. We need everybody involved. And the number is 347-426-3346. Sherry Cortland is here. And let's see. Let's go to – oh, no, before I do that, at the beginning of the show, we started off with Carly Jackson reminding us who we are. That you are whole, you are free, you are complete, you are loved, you are the delight of God. Carly, CARLLIE, Jackson, JAXEN, on Facebook. And then the song, I Am. We're just drinking up that I Am presence. Charles Holt, the song, I Am.
To find out more about him, you can go to his website, Charles Holt, H-O-L-T, Productions.com. Charles Holt. Holt, yes, Charles Holt, H-O-L-T, Productions.com. Find out more about the amazing work he's doing. Truly a light worker. Who knows why he's here? Teaching and making a difference. So this is the perfect time to share the show while we'll bring Ben Pegues, my co-producer, my co-host for Spiritual Tag Team, the Abundant Rat, because she makes things happen. Where'd she go? She's gone. Oh, she's gone. But she's creating, she's activating the abundant consciousness. That is who we are. Hello, my friend. How are you doing?
I am doing great. The Abundant Rat. You like that new name Adi's given me?
I like the vibration of it. You know, rats, they move fast. And they multiply real quick. Yeah. And you have a little brick just activating the abundant consciousness. You know, you move fast.
Oh,
one minute you're in the chat room, next minute you're on Facebook. I'm like, where'd she go? Next minute you're on the phone, next minute you're next to me, even though I've never met you before, but you're here. But you're dropping your abundant
consciousness.
I call you the abundant lad.
Today is going to be a great show. We're starting off the month of December with Sherry Cortland, and I'm so excited for the show today because I need my vibration lifted up a little bit. So I'm looking forward to this show. Now, for those of you who don't know me, if you missed my name, I'm Betty Pegues. I'm the co-host with Life Coach Ade on Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the month, with Spiritual Tag Team. But I'm also the announcer, so each day I'm going to be announcing the going-ons, the coming-ins, and the going-outs of Life Conversations Radio. each day. Now, last week we started a new format for the chat room, and that is we no longer take questions from the chat room. If you have a question for Life Coach Ade, our host, co-host, or any of our guests, what you would need to do is go to our Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook. You would then post your question there, and we will answer it in order it's received. Now, during the show, we are on that page. We are live on that page. We will be able to see anything you post immediately and then come back with it. Now, if you do not do Facebook, you would then need to go to our radio website, which is lifeconversationsmedia.com. You would click on the Ask Life Coach Ade tab and send us your question that way. Now, this is a great option to use if you're choosing to remain anonymous when you send your question in. Now, having said all that, we are approaching the weekend, and which means Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, we do not air shows live here on Life Conversations Radio. However, if you just can't go 3 days without a day, then here's what you can do. Go to our radio website, click on the upcoming guest tab. A sub-tab will drop down that says past guest. There you can click on any of our past guest photos and re-listen to that show. Therefore, not only will you not go a day without a day, but you can, this is a great way to listen to some of those shows you may have missed from some of your favorite past guests that was on. Now, speaking of guests, next week we have a fantastic lineup of guests starting Monday with Jeffner Akiyi, who is a sensational motivational speaker, and he is coming on Monday. It's going to be a powerhouse of a show. We then have Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, coming Tuesday. Deborah Herman, animal communicator, mystic, literary agent, and author. She's coming on Wednesday, so if you have an animal with an issue, you definitely want to come to that show. And we're going to finish the show off with a return guest, Jill Laveau and Maureen Raptis. Now, Maureen will be joining her for the first time. Jill came by herself the last time, and she did a phenomenal job. So I'm looking forward to this lineup of guests next week. However, to know more about our guests, our co-hosts, our programming, our everything, you simply have to visit our radio website. Once again, that is www.lifeconversationsmedia.com. Thank you, Ade.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate you. Now go forth
and multiply the consciousness of abundance and truth and love. I love it, and she loves it. She likes that new nickname, the Abundant Rat. The next time everybody sees a rat, you can look at it differently. Don't judge the rat. They're blessing you. They're showing you how you can multiply your blessings in an instant. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The topic today is rising too. Yeah, we're raising and rising in consciousness, rising and raising our vibrations for the new age. And the questions in the chat room, well, some of them are questions. Post your question on Ask Life Coach Ade, Ask Life Coach ADE on the fan page. For other conversations you can have, yeah, feel free to chat amongst yourself and, you know. But anyway, and the number, but it's best when you call in. But either way, it is your world. You get to create it the way you want it to be. It's already created anyway. You're living it out. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And for those of you who've been saying, I don't get this idea about I choose my parents. Why the hell would I choose this crazy parent? Whose idea was this? Well, guess what? Your answer is coming up. Sherry Cortland is a naturopathic doctor, a spiritual guide, a spiritual growth accelerator. Come back to earth a little bit. It's nice to fly around in high vibrations. But in order to communicate, you got to slow down the vibration. Sherry Cortland is a spiritual growth accelerator. I love this part. Secretary to the spirit. So if you want to know anything, send it to the spirit right now, and Sherry will let you know. Through automatic writing, Sherry channels and shares information communicated by her guide groups, that she calls GG, in her books and workshops with the express intention of providing tools that you can use to expedite your spiritual growth and complete your to-do list for this incarnation with less drama and pain. We can stop right there. Woo-wee! Drama and pain. And also, this you can use to increase your vibrational level and positive energy output to make the completion of the shift easier for everyone and for our planet. So if you're going through drama right now, applaud yourself. Trust me on that one. Sherry, how are you doing?
Ade, Betty, I am doing great. And I have to tell you something. I have had goosebumps from the moment that I started to listen to you both talk. I think that my vibrational level has gone through the sky just listening to your voices. You are both amazing. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're very welcome. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for showing up. And thank you for showing up as a complete light worker and being an example for us all. We are so happy to have you here. I've been reading your books and it's fun. I love the way you write. You're very detailed. I was like, why does she always say people's name, first and last name? But if you're the secretary for spirit, you got to write everything down.
That's right.
If you talk about an article, you give the website. That's what the good secretaries do. So I got it eventually. So let's get going. Let's keep this conversation. Let's keep this vibration vibrating. The first question I want to ask you is, who are you? I've read about you, but from you, who are you? Who is Sherry Cortland?
Well, that's an interesting question. Nobody's ever asked me that before. They just want to know about the guide groups. I'm just like you. I'm like your listeners. I'm just here on this planet. I'm a light worker, and I want to learn the things that I need to learn as quickly and easily as possible to expedite my own spiritual growth and also to connect with everyone and help the human race evolve. That's really what I'm here to do. I say I'm a secretary to spirit because I have to say something on my website. What am I? What do I do? And I really just sit down and I take dictation from my guide groups, from my spirit guides, and then I take that information and I put it into a book format. And the only thing that I don't love about that is that my guides like for me to use examples from my own life in the book. And so in that way, I kind of have to tell little secrets about myself that I might not ordinarily want to share. But if it helps other people grow, then I'm all for it.
Yes, yes. Let's talk about that. Because in your book, yes, there are stories about you. And anybody who's read your book will know that you used to be the master of road rage. Well, okay, I'm exaggerating. So it's not like I'm putting out your secrets. It's already out there. So, but, you know, what is that like when you say yes to your mission? What is that like for you when you have to put part of your life, your experience, the things that you're sometimes maybe not proud of, you have to put it out to the public. What's that like for you? How do you move through it?
So scary, so very scary. I started to channel spirit many, many years ago. It was in the 80s, and I had been reading the Ruth Montgomery book, Shirley MacLaine, so many different books that I loved, and I was learning so much. And then at one point a day, I just thought, you know what, enough with the reading. I want to get this information direct. I want to have a direct line to spirit instead of waiting for another book to come out. And so that's when I started working on automatic writing and trying to be able to break through with that. And so I did finally do that and then met my guide, Jeremy, who led the guide group for the first book, Windows of Opportunity. And for many years, I wrote with my different guides, and you kept a record of all of that stuff that they were telling me and giving me, and that was great and wonderful. And then Jeremy told me that it was time to write a book. And I thought he was crazy, because who the heck am I to be writing a book? You know, it just didn't make any sense to me. And so I did it. I took the notes. I wrote the book. And then I sat it in a drawer. And I let it sit there probably for a good year until spirit was just knocking on my brain. I had to send it out to publishers, sent it out to a few publishers, and then Ozark Mountain Publishing picked it up. Well, you could have knocked me off my chair, because I thought that I was just humoring these guides, my spirit guides on the other side. I never thought that the book was going to be published. And, of course, then it was their turn to laugh at me, because they were just humoring me all along. But having to come out of the New Age closet was one of the scariest things I think that I've ever done in my life. Because, you know, it's one thing to believe in things like reincarnation and karma and that kind of thing. It's a whole other thing to go out in public and talk about it. And because I do have a mainstream career, I was very worried about what was going to happen with that.
I can just imagine. And, you know, it's funny because as you were talking, I just felt led to look up the meaning of Jeremy as one of your guides. And the meaning that I don't know if you looked it up before, it says God will rise up, God will set free, you know.
I did not know that.
So God is raising you up and rising you up and setting you free and saying, listen, there are a lot of people who are in road rage. There are a lot of people who have issues. You're not the only one. humor them. Pretend
That's
you're
right.
the only one going through this.
Yeah, and, you know, Ade, the interesting thing is that when the first book came out and I was so afraid about coming out of that closet, especially with people at work learning about it and with things like Facebook, nothing is a secret anymore. What was really interesting is that people weren't putting me down or pointing at me or keeping me from raises or promotions. Instead, they seemed to be really happy to have somebody to talk to about this stuff because they were all very interested in it too. So they really opened up by knowing that I was coming out of the closet.
Yes, yes. And that coming out of the closet is really about being authentic, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. Being true to yourself. I was forced out, hopefully. Most light workers don't have to be forced out of it, you know, and to do the job that they're supposed to do. I definitely have been doing what I'm doing, dragging my feet. Not anymore, but for the first book, definitely. I came out kicking and screaming.
Right. But the interesting thing about this being authentic, everybody wants to be authentic, and we want to tap into that place of authenticity. It means that we reflect, reveal every part of us. And with you, you saying, I don't want to wait for another book to come out. I'm just going to write it, and then I'll write myself out. So then you were saying, oh, I'm reading all this book in the bathtub. Just like, wait a minute. I got so much more. Let me write myself out of this. Let me explore. Let me lift my tower. Wait. And people said, oh, thank you, God, for coming out, because I was sitting there lonely, naked. And, you know, I say
oh my
it
gosh,
in jest,
that is
but it's the truth.
You really did read my book, didn't you? That is true. When I first started to hear from Spirit, I was in the shower. I guess because in the shower you're alone and nobody's talking to you, you know, and you can hear what's going on. And it's so true, because instead of thinking, oh my gosh, this is so cool, I'm hearing from Spirit, I was thinking, oh, I'm naked. Are they seeing me naked? Now, how stupid is that?
It's oxymoronic. We say we want to know ourselves. We want to grow. We want to transcend and be one with the one. But when we have to do what is required, we're like, I don't know if I want to do all of that. So, God, can I do it under my terms? And God's like, well, it doesn't work that way.
Right? But Spirit soon lets you know that that's not the way that it's going to be. There's no winning an argument with Spirit.
That's right. No argument with Spirit. If you do it, you're only just doing yourself a disservice.
You're just dragging it out. Life Coach at LifeConversationsRadio.com.
My guest is Sharon Cortland, and she's a spiritual growth accelerator. So if you want to grow, if you just like, you just caught up in that rat race, why not get caught up in a rat race of spirituality? And when you get on that lane, somehow you're told to slow down. Take a breath. You're going to accelerate, all right? But the quickest way to accelerate is to slow down. I love the way the universe works. Her website address is Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-I, Cortland is Cortland.com. You can find out more about her. We're taking your questions. And on the phone line, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And if you're in the chat room and you don't want to call in, you can go to Ask Life Coach at a fan page and post your question to there. We'll get to you. Now, Sherry, let's do this before I take a break. I want to ask you this. This is from reading your book, and just from my own work and what I know, it's that the life that we're living right now, we chose it. We literally spoke it into existence. We're here because we said we want to be here. And there are people who are saying, I don't understand this thing that my children chose me, I chose my parents. Why would I choose this experience? Why would I, you know, we question, especially if there's things that feel unpleasant or they have a heavy vibration, negative vibration. We say, I didn't choose that. My parent was an alcoholic. My mom was never there. My dad, I don't even know who my father is. Why would I choose someone like that?
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What did your God say? What's their story about us choosing our life?
Well, you're right on target with that. All of my guide groups have said the same thing about this. We choose what we're going to do. We choose who our parents are going to be, who our siblings are going to be, who our friends are going to be, even who our enemies are going to be. And I'd like to talk about that, you know, if we can after the break, because our enemies are something that we would call relationship villains, but they're really our best universal friends, and we can get to that. But when we decide to be reincarnated, to come into this lifetime again, we have a laundry list of things that we want to do, karmic debts that we want to repay, and experiences that we want to have for growth and learning. And so we kind of sit down, just to put this in human terms, sit down at a conference table, and we've got advisors, we've got teachers, guides, loved ones, those that we're going to incarnate with, and we all sit down together, and kind of like an outline for a book, we create a lifetime of opportunities, windows of opportunity, so that we can accomplish the things that we want to accomplish. And you know what? My father was an alcoholic. I did not have the best childhood at all. And many times I've said, oh, why did I have to go through this? But now I understand why. Because there are situations that we have to be in order to learn and grow. And I will tell you this too. Sometimes when we're on the other side of the veil and we're planning our incarnation, what seems like is going to be very easy is much more difficult when we're, once again, when we're in body. And sometimes we will take on an awful lot in one incarnation. And we do that because we want to expedite our spiritual growth. We want to move to it. Mm-hmm. And it always seems easier when we're on the other side than when we're here living through something like battered woman syndrome, you know, where we're with someone who's battering us or abusing us, mm-hmm. or an alcoholic parent. I mean, those things are terrible. But we do them in order to grow. There are lessons there for us.
Exactly. I mean, what I tell people when I'm working with coaching or whatever the case may be, it's like, think about going to a gym. When you go to the gym, sometimes you're not really excited about going to the gym, or even if you are, there are times when you're lifting that weight and your muscles are burning, and your coach is saying, come on, do one more. So, can't do it. You run out of breath. But in order to develop your physical muscles, you go to the gym. So to develop the spiritual muscles, the weight that we have are known as family members and friends and lovers and enemies and all the things that we come from, the alcoholic parents. And it helps us, what I find, that it really does help us to tap into ourselves, because all I know, everybody that I've met, I'm yet to meet somebody who's saying, well, the challenges I went through didn't help me know myself better, because the challenges does help us to realize there's something more we made it through. And but it takes a different way of listening, a different way of looking at life, because if we look at life the way the mass consciousness look at life, let me put it this way. If we look at life based on right and wrong only, I doubt if we'll really get the insight that we need to get while being on this planet, because then when we do the right or wrong, we end up in judgment.
Well, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And I think that if there's one thing that this first book, Windows of Opportunity, is trying to get across, what they're trying to get across there is this. We are responsible for the lives that we're living. We chose the things that we're going through. And so we have a choice to make, right? We can become awake and we can take responsibility, personal responsibility, for our lives, and we can make progress, or we can live on poor me avenue and say, oh, poor me, my father was an alcoholic, this, that, the other thing, and never do anything to move ourselves forward. And Windows of Opportunity is all about spotting our windows of opportunity early so that we can recognize where we have a lesson, learn that lesson, and then move on. And if we can do that, and this is just a skill that we can learn like any other skill, then we're going to save ourselves a whole lot of drama and a whole lot of pain.
Mm-hmm. A whole lot of drama, a whole lot of pain. And sometimes Some people say, I don't like drama, I don't like pain. But then they define themselves by their drama and their pain.
But we can minimize
without their
it.
Drama and their pain,
it.
They don't know who they are. It's like,
that's why the book was written.
Indeed, you can find out. Sherry Cortland is the author of Windows of Opportunity and Raising Our Vibrations for the New Age. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about relationship burns and the shift that is happening. Everybody is worrying, oh, my God, countdown to 2012. While some people are counting down, the people who are counting down to 2012, some people are counting up, because every time you count down, they're making more money. It's like, yes, this is the best thing that ever happened. So snap out of it. Become aware, recognize that the shift is already happening. And just be with it. Just be with it. We're going to take a break. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. So make sure you press 1 on your keypad, and we will be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit 4parents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, we dare you to live your best life.
We dare you to live your best life. You came here to do this anyway, so you might as well live it up. You might as well live it up. We're talking about raising our vibrations for the new age, which is also the title of one of Sherry's books, Raising Our Vibrations for the New Age and Windows of Opportunities. And the people that piss you off are actually the best people you can ever wish to have. They're here to support you to be who you said you are. So you think of people who have just made your life miserable. When you get it, when you realize it can be the best gift. But don't take my word for it. Listen to the Secretary of the Spirit. So, you know, I'm just a radio host. What do I know? Welcome back, Sherry. You didn't really go anywhere, but I don't know why I'm saying that. I got caught up in Match Club. Welcome back. We didn't go anywhere. We were all right here. Actually, before we talk about relationship villains, we got a question. And
okay.
Deborah in Atlanta, she got a question about, let me just go to her. She can. Hey, Deborah, how are you doing?
Hey, Ade, I'm great. Hey, I just wanted to ask Sherry, oftentimes I feel like spirit is telling me what I need to do. And I'm not sure if it's spirit or if it's just my own thoughts. And it sometimes gets difficult to differentiate. One of my key ways of telling the spirit is talking to Ade about it and watching him get the little spiritual tick. Then I know that it's real, that it's spirit.
Don't put that on the street. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, and I get twitched, but go ahead.
But on my own, I often find myself wondering if it really is coming from spirit. How did you tell that it was really coming from spirit? How did you know?
Oh, Deborah, that is such a great question. And after so many months and months of wanting to break through and talk with spirit, when it finally started to happen, I thought, well, maybe I'm crazy because it was happening, you know? And I definitely was in the same place that you're in. And I can tell you this. I know that the things that are in my books, and I would not come out with these things for any reason other than that spirit wants to get them out. But when you're just listening to spirit talk with you, I would say this. It's your little voice within that's talking to you. And when you sit down and you meditate and you're all alone and you're quiet and you listen, you know that the voice that you're hearing, what's coming into your head, you know that's coming from what we call our higher self. Our higher self is here to help us. We're not really here all alone. We have our higher selves, but a lot of us just don't pay attention or we don't listen. So when you're sitting still and you're getting that information, you're hearing that little voice, know that that is spirit, that's your higher self talking to you. Also, for me, I get it a lot in the shower because that's where it's very quiet. Also, when I'm in my car driving, it's almost like if you're reading a comic book, you know those like word bubbles that they have in the comic books?
Right.
Stuff comes into my head like complete sentences and complete paragraphs. Have you had that experience at all?
Yes, I have. And usually when I get those, I get a little chill, like some kind of nervous twitch or something, and that's when I know. Wow, that's wild.
That is spirit confirmation, and I'm having it right now for you. And I'm hearing now, you know, I am secretary to spirit in that I take down their dictation and turn it into books, and it's very unusual for them to give me messages for people. But, Deborah, I want you to know that right now my guide Gilbert is saying to me that you are a light worker of the highest degree, and you're very, very important to the mission, and that you are definitely on the right track, and that if you will sit down and meditate every day, you will hear instructions.
And I have. I just need to listen. Thank you so much for that confirmation.
Listening is the hardest thing, isn't it?
Thank you.
Oh, gosh, Deborah, I can tell you, I got that twitch. I got chills running through me, and when we talk, you know I'm always, like, doing my future Tourette's twitch, you know, and it's real. It is real. Thank you, Deborah. Oh my God!
Deborah's a big deal. She doesn't realize who she is, but she's a very big deal in the light worker brigade.
She is a big deal. That's the best way to put it. You know, she still listens. So great, Deborah. You are a big deal.
She's touching a lot of people. She's touching a lot of people on a daily basis and helping them feel connected.
So I see something here that I want to say something about what Deborah was saying, because I know, you know, if one person's asking, other people are having the same question. And you said it as well, because I get a lot of thoughts or quotes or, I don't know, what, I mean, we call it quotes, but how spirit speaks to me when I'm in the shower, when I'm driving, because in that space, I'm sort of, my mind is at rest. I'm focused on what I'm doing. When you're driving, for me, I love driving. It's like a meditation. And, you know, people do say, I don't know if that was me, if that was spirit. But if we can get ourselves to a place of relaxation and trust what comes up, like anything else, if you just write it down. If we believe that God is the only thing that is happening and we are one with God, so every thought is originating from God anyway.
We are all a piece of God. That, you know, that's part of the thing that everyone has to recognize. We are a piece of God. We are not separate from God. And Spirit is talking to us all day, every day. We just have to listen. And so we have to shut off that ego part of us, you know, the part that is our personality, and then pay attention to the spiritual part of us. And, you know, Deborah brought up something very, very important. When she is hearing Spirit speak with her, she gets like little goosebumps, that kind of thing. That is spiritual confirmation. Goosebumps, always a sign of spiritual confirmation.
Yes, indeed. There's a lot of thinking out loud and writing out loud in the chat, but I want to go to that. Someone asked, just as his mother said, she's thinking out loud, as she puts it. She said, losing someone, is that something we choose or they choose when they leave and we just have to live through it in order to learn and grow? Bittersweet words, as I have taken on more than one person should have to endure. I take it. I am a control freak in my past life. And so basically, there's two parts to that question. I want you to speak to the first one, this whole thing, because, okay, I answers are coming up for me. Let me just throw it to you. Do we choose when people leave? We could make their transition. Is that something we choose, losing someone? Is that a choice?
We don't choose when people are going to leave. They choose when they're going to leave. And then collectively together, you know, souls tend to travel and incarnate in groups. So your family and your friends, probably part of a soul group. I mean, occasionally there might be someone from another soul group that pops in and out, but we tend to travel together with the same soul groups, and it's planned out ahead of time who's going to be the mom this time, who's going to be the dad, who's going to be the friend, brother, sister, and then, you know, it's decided, okay, when is this person going to be born, when is this person going to head back over to the other side, and the way in which people leave, those things are very much planned, and accidents, I'm going to tell you, there is no such thing as an accident. Those are the most planned windows of opportunity that we can have, because they open up windows of opportunity and opportunities for growth and learning for so many hundreds and thousands of people, if you really sit down and think about it and draw a little diagram just from one little fender bender. So I know that it's very, very hard to take when someone passes over. But there's so many windows of opportunity that are opened by that, so many opportunities to learn and grow, that it's just a very, very big deal. Sad, yes. Difficult to deal with, yes. But learning opportunities abound from that. Does that help?
Yes, it did. Yeah, I hope that helped, Justice Mom. And before we take the next call, I want to just let Deborah know, she's still listening, you are going to receive a copy. Ooh, I got chills. I was deciding which book you're going to get. That's it. Okay, it's going to be Raising Our Vibrations for the New Age. Deborah, you're going to get a copy of Sherry's book, and that will be sent to you. Ooh, Lord. Let me breathe in. Let me just connect. Okay, there's some other conversations going on in the chat which we'll come to. Let's go to Rebecca from New Mexico. She wants to know how to better listen to spirit. Hey, Rebecca, how are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I can hear you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Let me get myself off my head. Sorry, you know, last time that I called, it did not serve. Okay, yeah, I do know I hear a lot of things. I love, you know, that's like a hilarious thing to tell people, I hear voices. But I
do too, Rebecca, so don't worry.
Yes. And actually last night we were talking about this at the Spiritual Center, was actually really being authentic and living at your core and work, being that every day with everyone, which I do, and it's such a challenge. But on the side note, I listen a lot and I meditate. I do spiritual practices. But what I find is a lot of messages come about people that are going to pass. So I've gotten about now, I think I'm up to about 15 now. And
wow.
I'm just curious how to kind of, you know, I like the opportunity to tell people, hey, you know, why don't you go ahead and talk to that person? It might be a good idea to make sure you say everything you need to say. Once again, they love hearing that. You know,
yeah.
It sounds really crazy, but and it then does happen within usually about within the year, if not 6 months or less, and I'm not getting that from anybody in there. So everybody always asks me, but I haven't. I just want to get a really good practice, because I'm feeling like, okay, obviously if you're getting this, you're supposed to be working around this, and. And I've actually taken care of a couple people when they're actually transitioning. And I really see it as a wonderful opportunity to go back to source. So I don't see it as a, oh, my gosh, you know, you're dying type of thing. And it's a bad thing. So I'd really
right.
like to just kind of to get clear about how to get that a little bit, get the practice down a little bit more. And, you know, it'd be nice if there was some stuff for me. And I do get some stuff for me because I've always heard. You know, I feel like I'm supposed to travel, and then next thing I'm in Germany. And then I feel like I was supposed to go to San Diego when I was little. I moved to San Diego. I had a really successful career out there. Now I'm in New Mexico. So don't know why, but I just know I'm supposed to be here. So if you could give me some great practices, that would be wonderful.
Wow. Rebecca, I have to tell you that I have – never heard anybody say this before. This is an amazing thing that you have taken on to do. And I think my gut reaction here is that what you're helping people do is that, I mean, so many times we have these little fights and arguments with our family members and our friends, and then off they go to the other side, and, you know, we've never made amends, and then we have that guilt over that.
Right.
And you're helping people to not have that guilt. And on the other hand, though, you don't want people running from you, because if Rebecca calls, it means there's going to be a death. So how do you balance that out, you know? And I think that by just kind of acting as a facilitator, if you know that someone is going to pass, and then you're able to talk with that person and just in kind of a roundabout way, maybe not quite so directly as I know you're going to be going within the next 6 months, and so you want to make amends, but just find another way to talk with that person about, you know, that this particular subject, they will probably come around on it. But this, in my eyes, is just such a huge thing that you're doing. I mean, this is just wonderful. And as far as San Diego and New Mexico, you know, we go where we need to be. We go where the light is needed. And wherever you're pulled to be, that as a light worker, that's just spirit directing you where you need to be. But again, this job that you have taken on is just amazing, you know. And how are you getting this? Are you getting this through meditation or automatic writing?
Usually meditation, sometimes dreams, and that the dreams, you know, will feel really real. And then but sometimes it'll be before someone passes, and then after they pass, I get messages from them to pass on to their family.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's what I was just going to say. I think that you're a medium.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I get that total feeling. I am not a medium. And I think I'm not a medium because I could not do the job that you're doing, because I would be crying my eyes out the whole time. I just can't do it. But
I don't cry. I kind of tend to be very sarcastic.
Really? I'm in awe.
Boxes? What kind of message is that? Can you get a little clearer, please?
I'm going to tell you something. I think, and I'm hoping that you're writing down your dreams and what you're getting in meditation and keeping a journal, because I think that there's a book in your future. Have you thought about writing a book?
You know, it has popped in my head because I've told so many other people that they should be doing it, and then I keep hearing a little voice saying, well, what about you? Or are you trying to write somebody else?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I'm hearing. And, you know, I think that a book that you would write, the message that you could get across to everyone, is how important it is to not have these little fights and arguments and hold these grudges and have these judgments, because, and, you know, to stop judging each other and to recognize that we're all connected and we need each other. We came here together to learn and grow together and to move forward together. And I think that there's just so much that you are doing in that area and that you're going to do in that area. I'm just blown away by what you're doing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Aw,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's not really on purpose. It just happened.
You said it's not what?
It's not on purpose. It just kind of happens when it happens.
Oh, it is on purpose.
Like,
it is on purpose.
I know that's right.
Yes, this is a job
don't
you
ever
decided.
Say that again.
Okay.
There are no accidents, but yeah, yes, again, you know, wow, this program has so many big time light workers listening. This is, I am so thrilled to be talking to you guys today. Rebecca, you're going to write a book. I want you to keep track of everything that you're getting, dreams and through meditation. Write it all down. And in your wonderful way, you are going to help people make amends so that there is no guilt when somebody crosses over to the other side. Because when people get carried away by that guilt and the what ifs, they can't concentrate on the what now. And the now is so important to us who are still in body. We have to expedite our own spiritual growth, and we have to evolve, and we have to move ahead. And if we start to live in the past with the what ifs, we can't grow. So that's how important your job is, light worker Rebecca.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Ade. Thank you, Betty.
You're very welcome, darling. And to help you in the process, you will get a copy of Sherry's book, Windows of Opportunity.
You
get to create the window for people to transcend
and
embrace the now. Life is good. It's getting better. And Rebecca, you know, it's the question you asked is perfect. You know, you talk about supporting people as they make the transition and being able to listen by doing your spiritual work, by paying attention, by trusting what comes through you. So rather than saying it's not on purpose, you know, you actually get to be a clear channel. I mean, one thing that I'm clear about is the more we surrender, the more we say yes, the more we just relinquishing trying to fit into society in that sense, the clearer and more confident we become about our own gift. We're not here to fit in. We're here to stand out. Now,
that is so true. That is so true.
We try and fit in, but we know we're not supposed to fit in, but we look around.
We have to get past
it's
that.
Safer. We have to. We have to. And all of it is a window, all windows of opportunity. So Rebecca gets a copy of Sherry's book, Windows of Opportunity. And, you know, I got so much running through me. So once again, when too much is going on, just take a breath. Just breathe in. Take a holy breath. Because my listeners know me. It don't take much to get me flying off the hook. But I'm so vibrating right now. And you said something, Sherry, and I think that it's such a powerful, very insightful distinction. Rather than focus on what if, focus on what now.
Yes.
That makes a difference.
You know, it does for those who are still in body, yeah.
Well, let's take a break because I feel like it's about that time. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to go run outside on the grass for a minute and ground myself and do a quick meditation during the break. But when we come back, I want to talk about karma because people tend to talk about karma as if it's a bad thing and I was mean in my past life. That's why I've been punished now. There's no punishment. Oh, no. We're going to talk about it when we come back. Be quiet. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. If you're just joining us, my guest is Sherry Courtland. She is the spiritual growth accelerator. I just love that. I'm feeling it like I'm just seeing that word, accelerator, because when you get on a spiritual path, you're not actually rushing anywhere. You're actually slowing down. You become still and listen. Ooh, that's an awesome title. She's a secondary for spirit as well. Her website address is basically her name, Sherry Courtland. Sherry, SHERRICORTLAND.com. You can find out more about her. And I just want to recognize listeners, a message for you. Well, we've got a message for you, too. Kathleen is in the chat room. Colby's there. Silent listeners. Justice Mom. Kefra. Nahali. PJ. Shay is in the house. Joyful Time. Little Joy. Teresa. Vanilla Smile. How are you doing, my sister? Take a breath, Ade. I trust you're having a wonderful time. I best take a break. And all of you listening on the phone line, Celeste, Deborah, Rebecca, those of you I recognize some numbers, some I don't, thank you. We're taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade page, fan page on Facebook, Ask Life Coach ADE fan page. Just take a break, man. Just take a break. There's too much energy running through you. You can't think right now. When energy is running through you, just go with what you feel. Take a break.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up. I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message put locked to my locker. Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Three. Apples. There was a boy, a very holy boy in India, filled with wisdom. He had the big glow shining inside him, and many people would come from miles around to be in his presence. A well-to-do American tourist passing through the town heard about the boy and was immediately very skeptical. He was a very educated, sophisticated, worldly man who did not believe in God. What could a so-called holy boy teach him? He was determined to prove to the ignorant locals that this boy was a fraud. One day, while in the town square, he saw the boy walking, followed by a crowd of devotees. He pushed and shoved his way through the crowd of locals and came in front of the boy. He had been waiting for this moment. He sneered at the boy and took a ripe red apple out of his pocket. He said mockingly to the boy, "I will give you this apple if you can show me where God is." The boy was quiet for a moment as he stared peacefully at the man. The townspeople watched. His eyes were filled with light and love. His heart was warm. Finally, he spoke in a soothing, serene voice. "I will give you two apples," he said, "if you show me where God is not."
How you like them apples?
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
I know that's right. Show me a spot where God is not, because there is no spot where God is not. Right where you are, God is. In this moment, with all the drama, with all the pain, with all the joys and the bliss, God is right there. Because the darkness and the light, the negative and the positive, the saint and the sinner, they all live in God, and it's all the same to God. That's what it's about. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. most of the time. And actually, we're here 24 hours a day. We're here every moment. The shows are archived. You can download them by going to LifeConversationsRadio.com. Whew, I am feeling some serious surge of energy just rush through me. So I'm just going to slow down. I don't want to explode or implode. LifeConversationsRadio.com is where you find all the shows. We want to make sure you don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. You know, there's a method to our madness. We are supporting you to move from where you are to where you
want. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Make that move in consciousness. We're going to squeeze a lot. I want to talk about, Shelley, I want to talk about karma. And
okay.
Then let's talk about this shift. And we got calls as well. So let's talk about karma. People look at karma as a bad thing or being punished, or they say karma is a bitch. You know, it's like, oh, my God, karma is going to get you. What from your, as you take the notes from spirit, what is karma?
Okay. Well, first of all, nobody's punishing us, because we're the ones who are planning our lives, right? We've got to take responsibility for that right from the get-go. Now, karma is a way for us to rectify situations that we've been involved with in past lives, and we've created negative energy. So karma is just a way for us to rectify that. But it's also a way for us to receive positive energy from others. It's a way for us to transfer positive energy to other people, right? So positive and negative energy, that's something that can be sent forth with thoughts, not just with action, but with thoughts as well. And we're talking about raising vibrations and the shift too. So I want to say that when we wish well for people and we wish health for them and forgiveness for them, that's a positive cog in the karmic wheel, and it's going to bring positive energy back to us. If we wish ill for other people, that's only going to bring the same negative type of energy back. And what I think a lot of folks don't realize, and if I get nothing else across today, I want to get this across, we are very powerful. How can we not be? We are a piece of God, right? And so our thoughts are just as powerful as our actions, even more so during the shift. So we want to be very, very careful about the things that we think about and what we wish for other people. So that's the main thing that I want to say about karma. Do you have a specific question?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of conversation in the chat room, which I'm not reading right now, but I just wanted you to share what you did, because just to start to help people realize karma is not a punishment. It's really about balancing. It's about the
yin
and the
balance.
Yang.
right. But we're choosing it. We're choosing how we're going to deal with our karma. We're deciding what we're going to experience in our next lifetime or 10 lifetimes from now to rectify any negative energy that we might have been that we might have caused or participated in.
Mm-hmm. And when we let go of judging our experiences, then we can really embrace karma. We can embrace the light, the dark, and everything. Now let's talk about. Go ahead.
Well, before we go on and talk about the shift, I do want to talk about a little bit about windows of opportunity, if I may. Is that okay?
Yes, sure. Oh, definitely.
All right. Okay. So listen, listeners, fellow light workers, we plan our lifetimes, right? That is something that we do. And one of the things that we know that we want to do, we know that we want to pay back this particular karma, or we want to have a certain life experience. We want to do things to grow spiritually. So we decide that we're going to learn a particular lesson. We don't just build in one opportunity to learn that lesson into our lives. We build in many, many, many windows of opportunity to learn a specific lesson. Now, if you have what we call, like a life script where, okay, for me, I continually attracted the same type of guy, and I did not have the best relationships, but it was the same guy, different name, different face, different color hair. A lot of people do that with men and women in relationships. If you have the same kind of situation happening to you over and over at work, those are things that we call life scripts. Life scripts are windows of opportunity where we haven't learned the lesson. And we're going to continue to experience that same thing, just in a different way, until we wake up and learn the lesson. So the best way to spot your windows of opportunity so that you can cut out some of the drama and pain that we go through is to examine your life for life scripts. And then, and here's the hard part, you've got to examine your attitude and your behavior, because obviously if you're still attracting the same thing to you, if you're still bringing this to you, then you haven't learned the lesson yet. So take a look at it, adjust your attitude, adjust your behavior, treat these things differently, and then you're going to see a change. And how do you know if you've gone through a window of opportunity? Well, you won't have the same thing happening to you anymore. And that's a big deal. And that's really the one and only way to know it. For me, I finally got a relationship that's a good relationship, and I don't have all the abusive stuff going on. But you know, I had to examine what was going on with me. So that is one thing that I just want to get across to everybody, because we do want to learn and grow, and when we experience the same type of thing over and over again, that's the universe screaming in our ear that we're co-creating this in order to learn a lesson. So let's wake up and examine it and learn that lesson so that we can move on spiritually.
Yes, indeed. And those people that come to activate that windows of opportunity are known as they're the relationship villains. They come in so many ways, right?
Okay,
they come
well,
as
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, a relationship villain is a catalyst to open a window of opportunity. Now, not all the time, but generally speaking, someone who runs into you, you know, you're having an accident, or someone who's really the Wicked Witch of the West at work to you, that kind of thing, those people are opening up windows of opportunity. They're catalysts. And the people that are going to play the role of the bad guy, put on that black hat, those are really our closest friends universally, because only someone who loves us very, very much is going to play the role of the bad guy. Anybody can play the role of the good guy, put on the white hat. But it takes somebody who really loves us and wants to help us accomplish what we want to accomplish in this lifetime, who's going to put on that bad hat. So, you know, you've heard this thing, love thine enemy, right? Well, that's really the crux of what relationship villain concept is all about. Somebody who's annoying us, and all the time, they are continually opening a window of opportunity. Examine the attitude, examine the way that we behave with that person, and then we can learn the lesson and move on. And then you'll see that you don't have that annoyance happening anymore. Mm-hmm. That's a great question.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you. Let's go to Celeste, and then we're going to talk. Time is doing what time does. But go ahead, Celeste, you're live. What's your question or comment?
Hello, Ade. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Celeste.
Hello. When you know when you're in school, the first day of school, and you meet somebody new, and you just sit there, and you feel like you've known them forever? Well,
yes.
I'm having that with you right now.
So much spiritual confirmation right now. My whole body is in spasms of goosebumps right now.
Okay. Well, get ready. I'm going to do this quick.
Okay.
I have another gift that I don't usually get to share on the air, but you started it, so here it goes. All right. So, baby, yes, Sherry, my girl, I don't know where you've been. I missed you, though, okay? Here it is.
Now we're together again.
I know, right? Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me calm down. I am by some trees today, so, you know, feel that grounding, okay?
Okay.
So, Sherry, you made a reference to two things on your website. The first one was Marlo Thomas, that girl.
Yes.
The second one, and you mentioned it today, was Shirley MacLaine.
Yes.
Now, I have a really funny game that I've been playing with Shirley MacLaine for a long time. Now, for me, I know, right? So for me, Shirley MacLaine, life really breaks down people's spiritual journeys. The beginning, Sweet Charity. I don't know if you know that. You got it?
Yeah.
Can you see Sweet Charity?
I see it.
Okay. Now, connect Sweet Charity to Out on a Limb. That's when Sweet Charity grows up and claims her godship.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I definitely see the connection.
Yeah, now I can also throw in Sammy Davis Jr., who I love, and I dance to the song from Sweet Charity all the time when I'm sad. That was one of my ways of recognizing that I was going to be a minister.
Wow.
So I want to thank you. And don't forget to share the story about Windows of Opportunity, how you got to speak at the Transformation Conference before your book even came out, and they don't usually do that.
Oh,
and I love you,
know.
You Sherry. Thank you.
Celeste,
thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, Celeste, tell me about Marlo Thomas. Do you have a connection to her, too?
You are kidding me. You're going to okay. All right. See, I always preferred that girl over Mary Tyler Moore. I don't want to diss anybody in the audience, family. I love you. I didn't say hi. But there was something about that girl that really connected me to me. I didn't like her boyfriend, though. He was too bland. So that girl, whenever I saw her, I always envisioned it was me at the opening credits.
There you go. You know what? Me too. Me too. And Marlo Thomas, you know, she look at all that she's done and she's accomplished and she's touched so many lives. She's such a pioneer, and I don't think anybody ever gives her credit. And Shirley MacLaine, you know, they make fun of her on late night TV.
Yes.
But if it wasn't for Shirley MacLaine, I don't know where any of us would be.
I'm with you on that. And who did Marlo end up marrying? Wasn't that Phil Donahue?
Oh, yeah, Phil Donahue.
Hello, I'm done.
There you go. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you for
Thank
the call.
Thank you.
All right. And Celeste, before you go, you come to the show every day. You tell people about the show. You text it. You tweet it. You Facebook it. You yell it. You dream it. You're always giving guests, myself or Betty, a gift. Guess what? We got a gift
what?
For you.
Really? Well, Sherry is going to specially design a jewelry for you.
I am going to make you an amethyst necklace. I also do jewelry designing, so tell me this. How many inches do you want it to be? 16, 18, 20?
17, please.
17 inches? You got it. I'm going to design a necklace for you. I'm going to let Spirit tell me what to do.
I trust that. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited that the necklace is going to go to you. I didn't even make it before the program because I didn't know who it was going to be for, and now Spirit will just come through, and hopefully we'll make just the right thing for you, Celeste. Thank
hopefully
you so
much. Hopefully it's already done. I see it. I'm so happy. Thank you so much, my sister.
Thank you so much for calling.
All
right. Wow. Okay. So we're going to
I'm reconnecting with all of these souls.
Oh, gosh, this is a show I'm loving. I'm grateful for life. Let's go to Betty. Betty wants to say something. She's like, oh, I got something to say. Go on, Betty, you're lying.
I rarely come on, as Ade can tell you, to speak to the guests once they're on air and do it. But, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, thank you, Sherry, for the gift that you're giving to everybody today. My vibration, you know, has been a little down, and I'm really good. I have a wonderful connection with my spirit guides and my angels, and I love them. But even spiritual people can have our moments.
Of course. It's a hard job. It's a very hard job.
Yes, we have our moments. But, you know, I feel that going into 2012, this is a special time for lightworkers. And I want to say a lightworker, you know, it's anybody who is helping a person better connect with themselves, whether you're a life coach, psychic, medium, doctor. You know, I think we're all lightworkers in our own way. But I just felt so prompted to call. You have such a beautiful spirit that I couldn't let you get away from us without an extra thank you.
You are too kind, and I hope that you guys will bring me back on because I feel like we have just barely even touched the surface here. And, you know, to be a light worker, it sounds easy when you're on the other side and you say you're going to come into this life and you're going to do this and you're going to do that, but it's very, very hard to be a leader in something that most people don't believe in. And it's just a very, very big deal. And right now you have so hit the nail on the head, Betty, because, you know, we're shifting. And this shift is not something that's going to happen on December 21st, 2012. The shift is something that we've been going through for a very long time. And what we all need to realize is that we are powerful and that we are connected. And when we put our focus collectively on something, that something is going to happen. And it can be as little as three people. And, you know, this isn't the first time that the human race has shifted. We did it back in 1987, the harmonic convergence, 200,000 people focused on peace and love. And because of that, the shift that we're going through now is a much easier shift than what people predicted that it was going to be. And if you go back and you look at the books that were written, the New Age books that were written back in the 70s and even the 80s, it was all gloom and doom. And, you know, I mean, I was looking for what state was I going to go to because, you know, everything was going to fall off into the ocean. But now when you read the new stuff, you see it's not that way. And you know who's to blame for that? You know who needs to be thanked for that? Light workers, every person listening to your show, every light worker, because we are collectively focusing on peace and love and harmony, and we are making a difference. Every single person is important.
Yes.
Yes.
I agree. Thank you.
Thank you for letting me say that. Yes. You know, I tell you, when I was looking at reading through your book again this morning, well, they're raising our vibration for the new age, and I was reading, and there's so much, and some other things I didn't get to, and I wanted to read it all, but I was like, I don't have time. And I had this silent thought, and the silent thought was, I wonder if she'd be able to come back. So now that you've spoken
out, come back.
We have some days, a couple of days in February, January's totally booked up. But if you're available in February, we'll definitely love to have you back. Or if you can't do February, we've got some dates available in March. But we'll talk about that later on. But just want to put that out in the ethers. And so two questions, I think. One question is, listeners want to know, where is the? Do you have anything about jewelry making on your website?
Okay, if you go to my website, up on the top, there are some different things going across the top, and one of them should say jewelry. I have a little Etsy store, and right now I do have a couple of things on there. But if there's something that the listeners want for themselves, just email me and tell me what you're looking for, and I'll tell you if I can do it or not. But you can get an idea of some of the things that I do by looking at the website.
Okay. Thank you. We've got a question for you here.
Yeah.
And the question is from Lindsay. She said, when all karma is spent, is that then the new age?
Oh, my gosh. Wow, that is such an insightful and deep question.
Yes.
You know, we can't live our lives and not create karma. We're constantly creating karma. There's no way to be a human being and not do it. So there's a little something now called instant karma. You know, John Lennon sang about it, and it's very true. We're repaying karma now almost immediately instead of in future lifetimes. I think that the new age is here, and we're all raising our vibrations, and we're all shifting into a new reality. And I don't think that karma is going to play very, very much in that at all. That's my personal opinion. I'll have to ask my guides about that, though, Lindsay, and I'll let you know more on that. But, you know, right now it's an instant karma kind of thing, and there are a lot of people who are here now who really had no karma that they had to come back and repay, but they're just here helping each other, helping the rest of us grow and learn and move on. So, you know, as far as karma is concerned, let's watch what we think, let's watch what we do, and let's watch what we say and create as little karma as possible. That's negative karma, but there's a lot of good karma that we can create too. And Lindsay, you have really opened the door here. I don't know if you're going to be happy, but I do want to say a couple of things on this. The best thing that we can all do right now, you're going to laugh, is to smile at each other. Because nothing creates more positive energy and raises our vibrations more than a smile. And if you think about it, you'll know that when you smile at somebody, they can't help but smile back. And when you're doing that, the exchange of positive energy, I mean, it's just a huge vibrational burst of positive energy. So smiling is one of the best things that we can do. Lindsay, thank you for giving me that window of opportunity to say that.
And this is something that's going to make you smile, because I know Lindsay and her username, get this, I love life. I just love life. Her username in the chat room, Sherry, Lindsay's username in the chat room is Vanilla Smile. That's
get out of town. Get out of town.
Yes.
I should not be surprised by this. Wow.
Oh, God. Wow. Let's take a very, very, very quick break. And, yes, Betty, the answer is yes. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to release the show. Oh, my God. My guest is Sherry Courtland. Her website address is her name.com, SherryCourtland.com. We're going to take a very quick break. And, because else I will be talking 10,000 miles a minute. And you guys, when I'm not even talking that fast, you have to say slow down. So,
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I remember
letting fear and worry fall away from me. I open my eyes and see there is
only love, love that free, love that sets us free, like Jeremy got free. Ah, Karen Drucker, there is only love. I am so full, I am so touched just by all that's happening right now. I am just, oh God, grateful for life. Grateful for life, that we're waking up and we're recognizing that truly there is only love. Whew, life is good. It's good. No matter what we're going through and growing through, there is only love. There is only love. And if it doesn't look like love, just work on your vibration to see the love in it. Work or continue to do your spiritual practice. So that you can look, when you look at the devil, you get to see God. That's what it's about. You are one with God. Sherry, just real quick, we extended the show a little bit because I wanted you to just share a little about some information about the shift that we keep talking about in 2012. And we definitely want to bring you back. And I am so, oh my God, I'm so thankful for you. Go ahead. Let me be quiet. Let me be with myself.
Well, I definitely want to come back. I feel like we have so much more to explore together. I love your listeners. I have never had such a great time on a radio show. I mean, this is just so wonderful. And, you know, when it comes to the shift, here's what I want to say to everybody. You know, put this 2012 stuff out of your heads, okay? Do not go and spend your 401k money. Do not spend your children's college funds because you are going to need it in January 2013, okay? We are not going anyplace. We are not going anyplace. The shift has been going on for a long, long time. We are probably past the waist on it, if you want to look at it that way. And the shift is a shift in consciousness, right? That's what it is. We're going from a 3D mentality to a 5D mentality. And really what that means is that we're going to be more awake. We are evolving. That's what we're here to do. When we, every incarnation that we have, we're trying to evolve a little more. Now, for this shift, something really unique and very, very cool, we're evolving as a species, and our planet is evolving at the same time. So we're going to a fifth dimensional consciousness. And what that means for us, basically, is that we're going to be awake. And that means that we're going to be able to hear spirit more. So, you know, when Lindsay, Rebecca, Deborah, you know, when we were all talking earlier, talking about phone calls, how do you know? How do you know that you're really talking to spirit? There isn't going to be any doubt about it. You know, it's just going to be that much easier because the veil between us and the other side is going to be that much thinner. And also, we're not going to have such a hard time. We're not going to be sitting around and saying to ourselves and to each other, oh my gosh, I wish I knew what the heck I was here to do. What am I here to do? Somebody just tell me so I can do it. We're going to know what we're here to do. Instead of a karma-related thing, Lindsay, you know what? This goes back to what you were saying. Instead of working on karma, what we're going to do is we're going to have incarnations and we're going to have specific things that we want to work on and learn and missions that we're going to do, but we're going to be wide awake doing it and we're not going to have to worry about karma. It's going to be a whole different way of having lifetimes. That's what happens when you go from 3D to 5D and you're more awake. So that's what's really happening there. This whole 2012 thing, this is all about fear, and fear is something that we all have to overcome and we have to look past, right? Because think about it, guys. What sells movie tickets better than fear, right? What sells anything better than fear? So advertisers, movie producers, they're all capitalizing on this 2012 thing. And if you think about it, this shift has been talked about in New Age and metaphysical circles ever since I can remember. I mean, I'm 54 years old, and I've been hearing about it for my whole life. Why now? Why now has it gone mainstream? It's gone mainstream for one reason and one reason only, to sell product, because fear sells. So you know what? We're light workers. We know better. Let's get beyond the fear and remember our power and just work hard to do the things that we're here to do. And we can create so much positive energy by doing such very simple things. And by doing the very simple things that I'm going to talk about now, we are going to make the shift easier for ourselves, easier for everybody, and easier for our planet. And the first and foremost thing is to watch what you think, watch what you say, and watch what you do, because our thoughts are things. And if you think about it, everything that's ever been invented or created was first a thought in somebody's head. And we are very powerful. Just thinking thoughts, we're going to make things happen. The second thing, stop judging people. You know, we're just waking up enough to spot our own windows of opportunity. We certainly don't know what's going on in somebody else's life or what their agenda is. And judging people just spews negative energy out into the atmosphere. That is not what light workers are about. We want to put positive energy out there. And another thing that we can do, and tell me when I have to shut up, okay, because I'm going to keep talking.
Keep talking.
Okay. We want to be positive in the face of adversity. And that goes back to what I said earlier about let's stop living on poor me avenue and let's look at the what now. What can we do now to make things better, right, for those around us? So when we do that, when we start to learn how to be positive in the face of adversity, we will put out less negative energy and we'll also start to throw out some positive energy. You know, think about like an unfriendly cashier in the store, right? We don't like it because maybe we think she's being rude, but maybe she had no sleep the night before. Maybe she had a sick child. Maybe she got a ticket on the way to work. Maybe she had an accident on the way to work. Maybe somebody in her family passed over. We don't know. We just don't know. But what we do know is this. We have a choice in how we're going to deal with this rude person. We can think or say unkind things and put out negative energy, or we can just shrug it off and move on with our day. And that makes the positive energy stand out a little bit more. Another thing that we can do is we can look for ways to bring more light to the planet. And one of the best ways we can do that is to stop gossiping. Hard to do, very hard to do for us human beings, I know. But if we just even decrease it a little bit, we'll decrease negative energy, leaves more room for the light. Stop being rude. Look for ways to be nice. Stop looking for underlying insults in what other people say to you and stop insulting other people. That decreases negative energy.
Ooh,
keep
I
talking.
Like that. Stop looking
okay.
for underlying insults. Because people,
yes.
you know, people are like, oh, I don't know. I think they say something else. That's a good one.
Right. And if you think that, then just ask them. Just ask them, well, hey, what do you mean by that? And just do it in a nice way. And then look for ways to be nice to people, because being nice to people allows us to put positive energy out into the atmosphere. That helps us personally, and it helps everyone around us increase their vibrations. And a great way to do that is to just greet people in a friendly way and say nice things when appropriate. And you know what? Unless we live or work in a nudist colony, everybody that we see has clothes on. Am I right? So that's an easy place to start. Look for something that somebody's wearing that you like, you know, and then be sincere in the compliment. Hold the door for other people. I love holding the door for men. It cracks me up to see a man's face when I'm holding the door open for him. He can't believe that I'm doing it, you know, and together we start to laugh, and that creates positive energy. Give somebody else the parking spot when they want it. And then most importantly, and I cannot get Vanilla's smile out of my mind, smile, 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 because that will do more to create positive energy each and every day than anything else that we can possibly do, and it's so easy to do. I'm going to take a breath and let you talk. Sorry. You got me on a roll.
No,
it's your fault.
I feel
feel you. I feel the energy. I am just so moved. Just, I mean, things are just happening to me. I mean, I don't have words. And when you talk about things we can do to assist the shift for ourselves, because the shift is already happening, the things that we're taught when we're in kindergarten, being nice, smiling, be nice to your friends, share your toys, share your parking space, you know, let someone else have a chance. So it's simple things that we've always known, but we got caught up in a matrix. We got caught up in things that are happening. No, you're not going to get over me. And some people are just trying to give you something. They're trying to give you love. And if we can all get to a place where we work on our own pain, our own judgment, our own criticism, then it's easier to be the shift that we want to see, literally.
Absolutely. We have to live it. We have to be that example. And, you know, you just said a minute earlier that this is kind of all stuff that we've learned in kindergarten, and you couldn't be more right. It all goes back to one simple thing. Do unto others the way you would have them do unto you.
If we would do
that, I think that we would have no war. I know that's greatly simplifying things, but I really feel that way.
Well, and it is. It's a simplicity that in simplicity that we get to experience love. In the complex that we feel fear, because we don't really understand why people are fighting each other, killing each other, blowing up each other, not just America, all over the world. And it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense
because it's not real.
No.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh, wow. We've got Nathaniel on the line, has a question. Sherry doesn't do readings like that. And,
no, I don't do readings.
So, because Nathaniel wants to know if he should sell the house. Well, what I would say, Nathaniel, the fact that you're asking, there's something there about the house. Now, it's all about going within, because on this way we bring psychics and numerologists and we do spiritual tag team. As we're supporting you to get to your question, just as important to empower you. The fact that you're asking the question, should you sell the house? What's the underlining thought behind that? Is it because you're just fed up and you can't deal with it anymore? Or you're feeling to sell it, but you're doubting? You can never go wrong. You can never go wrong. What I will say to you is, take time to just get still. Don't listen to, just turn off all the noise in the external world, recession and all that other stuff. And from that place of quietness, where you're one with the one with yourself, take the steps. Take the steps. You will never go wrong. It's easy to say, oh, yeah, you should sell the house. That way of answering questions is so not helping anybody. So we don't do that over here. We want to empower you. You're asking the question because something inside of you is saying this is the next thing to do.
Exactly.
Trust the practice of life.
What I would say is, you know, personal responsibility here. I love talking to a good psychic as much as anybody. I love it, love it, love it. But you don't want to give your personal power away. And what the person that you really want to listen to, or the entity that you really want to listen to, is your higher self, because your higher self is never going to lead you down the wrong path. So do what Adai is saying. Go within, meditate, and listen, and the answer to your question is going to be very, very clear.
Woo! You know, Sherry, Celeste said you're like an old friend in school that you haven't seen in a while. I feel like that, which is like, don't go yet, don't leave.
I feel like that too. I feel like I'm reconnecting with my other soul group, you know, not just my family one, but a larger one. I feel so at home.
I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for saying yes. For saying yes to showing yourself, revealing yourself, and being the secretary for spirit, supporting us in accelerating our spiritual growth. And just thank you. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. And let me just say to your listeners, There is absolutely, positively nothing special about me, okay? Nothing special about me at all. And if I can go within and listen to spirit and do automatic writing, I know that you can too. And if you want to send me an email, please do so, and I will send you how to do automatic writing, exactly how I do it. I have it written out, and it would be my pleasure to send that to you. Also, how to meditate so you can sit down, listen to spirit, and get in touch with spirit yourself. You might as well go direct. Why not?
Why not? Cut out the middle people.
Cut out the middle people and go direct.
And then
just
when
send
you
me an email.
When you get comfortable doing it, you may just be a guest on Life Conversations Radio.
Well, then I'll be reading your book, and I'll be listening to you on this show. Yes, and I look forward to that.
That's right. Oh, Sherry, thank you so much. We're going to send you the addresses for our listeners for the books and the jury. And, we'll talk. We'll send you an email. We'll call you, whatever the case may be, to get another date in February. I think
February. The beginning of February works best for me. I get very busy at work towards the middle. So the beginning of February would be great.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You for having me. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
My God. Wow. Woo. What can I say? It's all been said. I am so grateful. I am so grateful for beautiful people, for people who are saying yes. Sherry has touched me, blessed me through her story, her wisdom and insight, and you, the listeners, for all that you're sharing in the chat room. I see some of it. I can't read all of it because I've decided I'm not going to be reading everything going on in the chat room. It gets distracted. But thank you, Betty, for the back and forth and the private chat and the list, all that you do, listeners. Thank you for being here. Thank you, those of you that called in and shared your story and asked your question. You showed up as a space and a place for others to recognize who they are. I am so, so, so grateful. And we're getting ready to release the show. And as we release the show, I want you to know that I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. We'll be back on Monday. Yeah, nothing to say. Don't even look for words, because if you try, what comes out is it's all been said. The show can be downloaded, or you can be it's archived. Come back and listen, share with your friends, have a conversation around it. If you want to find out more about me, my website is lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. And Nathaniel, if you're saying, yeah, I know about going within and listen to spirit, but I want a yes or no. I want to know if I should sell my house. Well, you can go to bettypegues.wibbly.com, bettypegues.com. No, bettypegues.wibbly.com. If you didn't get that, send me a message through Facebook or ask@lifecoachade.com. Betty Pegues will be happy. I love how she works. She doesn't just answer the question. She empowers you. We're about empowerment, because the more we're empowered, the easier the shift will be on us and those that are yet to come. The time is now. We're getting ready to release the show, and as we embrace the shift, Abraham tells us how to learn to allow. And trust me, there's a lot of conversation about Jerry doing chemo and stuff. It's okay. Let him do what he needed to do. He's done it. He's done. Focus on your life while you're here and allow life to express itself through you. Life is good. It's getting better, and you're here to make a difference. Here's Abraham Hicks, or Abraham. And if you want to find out more about Abraham Hicks, you can go to their website. It is, Abraham-Hicks.com, Abraham-Hicks.com. LifeConversationsMedia.com is where you find out about upcoming guests. We've got so much, and I feel like Sherry just opened up a vortex of transformation. Woo! Brace yourself. I am so grateful. Here's Abraham, and we might play a song after Abraham. We'll see what happens. I'm out of here. See you on Monday. Don't go a day without Life Coach Ade, so always listen to the archive. Okay, stop it. Let it go. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. Life is good. Very good.
often people will say, well, Abraham, why are we set up this way? In other words, why does it have to be hard? If we are pure positive energy and then we are born into these bodies, why are we so assured that there will be resistance surrounding us? Why does there have to be so much that we worry about that gets our attention and that sets up resistance within us and keeps us from being in the place of allowing that we so much want? And we say, it is because the benefit of the contrasting environment is millions of times more valuable than the negative is detrimental. In other words, if you did not have the ability to discern difference, you could not prefer. And if you could not prefer, you could not vibrationally summon source. And if you could not vibrationally summon source, then we would all cease to be. And so the entire universe is based upon our ability to conclude the new idea, which is the summoning forth of the new life into the new space. And then you say, but wouldn't it have been better if we could have had an environment where it was easier to stay connected? And we say, there is no environment that is easier to be connected than an environment in which you are free to choose thought. And you say, but it's hard to choose a thought that feels good when there's so much around me that feels bad. And we say, only because you haven't practiced it that way. Only because you've been convinced that you've got to clamor around the problem in order to find the solution. And there is truth in some of that. The clamoring around the problem is what is giving birth to the desire, you see. And so it's all an integral part of all of this. There are some who say that we should not encourage you to have desire. And yet, we cannot stop you from having desire. The universe is established to produce desire. There are some who say it is inappropriate to have desire. And we say those are only those who have not figured out how to find vibrational alignment with the desire. So the desire is always painful. We understand why you would not want to have a desire that is painful, but the only reason it is painful is because you have not yet learned how to allow. So then you say, well, how do we allow? And we say, you find a thought that feels good and practice it until it becomes your proclivity. And you say, oh, that's far too simple. There's got to be something bigger than that. There's got to be something a lot more than just feeling good. And we say, there is nothing more important than that you feel good. Because when you feel good, you've got control of your vibration. And when you've got control of your vibration, you are the deliberate creator of your experience. So when you say, why do we have to allow? We say, it is because you were born into an environment where there are choices. You were born into an environment where there is variety. In other words, if you lived in a household where everybody thought exactly the same way, and nobody had any contention about anything, everybody wanted everything exactly the same. You were all born to love pizza, and you were all born to love milk, and you were all born to love the color yellow, and you were all born to love hardwood floors instead of carpeted floors. And you were, in other words, if you were all born with these samenesses, you say, oh, we would get along so famously. We all sing the same songs and we do the same things, and we say you would not be stimulated to a new idea, and a continuing life force could not continue to be drawn within you, because you need, we all need an active calling. That's big. We all need an active calling. There has to be an activation of that summoning of energy. And as long as there is an activation of that summoning of energy, then life continues, and it is our promise to you that life will always continue. And so you say, well, this activation of this energy is a good thing, but my resistance to it is not a good thing. Why do I have to learn allowing? And we say, you would not have to learn allowing if you had not learned disallowing. And you say, that's my point exactly. Why was I born into an environment where I learned disallowing? Why do I have to go back now and learn how to allow? Shouldn't I just naturally allow? And we say, because you wanted the environment of difference, and you needed to find your bearing, and you needed to find your place, and you needed to decide what you want. In other words, we promise you, you did not want to come into an environment where you just said yes, 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 yes to all of it. You wanted to say yes, no, well, maybe. Well, what do I think? What do I conclude? What is my preference? Otherwise, your perspective has no value if you are not here to decide, to discern, to prefer something new, you see. So then you say, but I thought we are all one. And we say, we are all one, playing off one another for the purpose of coming up with a new idea. And you say, well, it's painful because now I have to learn how to allow all over again. And we say, you'll be all right. you can use your guidance system to know. If you don't get too far from where you are, it's always easy to bring yourself back to center. And even if you do get far from where you are, it's still easy to bring yourself back to center. It just takes deciding that feeling good is worth something. And practicing with real determination to feel good for no other reason than to feel good. And in time, you show yourself that allowing is not a big issue. It's easy to allow. In fact, it is your dominant proclivity. You would much rather love than not love. You know how we know that? When you don't love, you feel miserable. You would much rather praise than criticize. You know how we know that? Because when you criticize, you feel awful. And when you praise, you feel wonderful. You would much rather know your success and know your value than to feel that you do not have value. You know how we know? Because we feel your pain when you choose the other. In other words, we think that it must be so easy to know the stove is hot. In other words, that does not feel good. It does not feel good to put your hand on a hot stove. And we do not understand sometimes why it is so hard to take your hand off the stove. And you say, my mother had her hand on the stove. Her mother had her hand on the stove. Our family puts its hand on the stove. It's just what we all do. The day I was born, they put my hand on the stove. And we say, but now you get to decide how you like it. And you say, but it's hard. Do I dare take my hand from the stove? And we say, risk it and try it. And you say, ah, it is sweet relief when I take my hand from the stove. But look, my mother still has her hand on the stove, and my government still has its hand on the stove. They've all got their hand on the stove. Who am I to find the relief of not putting my hand on the stove? And we say, all right, put your hand back on the stove if you want to. But understand that you get to allow or not allow. These are your choices. We're wanting you to understand that it's not hard to allow. In fact, the hardest thing of all is to learn patterns of not allowing who you are. It's a lot harder to be confused than to be clear-minded. It's a lot harder to be sick than it is well. It's a lot harder to not have enough money than to have enough money. It's a lot harder to be negative than to be positive. It's a lot harder to be pessimistic than to be optimistic. The hard, 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 hard thing is not allowing. Easy to allow. Just have to give yourself permission to do it and practice it a little bit. You are on your own in this, and you like it that way. You came into this environment knowing that you would be in an individual consciousness that would have your individual preferences, and that anything that you in your powerful individualness identify as your desire source energy will answer. It is our expectation that you will prove to yourself that you have the ability to let it in. It is so much easier than you think. There's just one thing that you have to remember. It is good to feel good. It is good to feel good. Clarity is your natural state of being. Healthy is your natural state of being. Eager is your natural state of being. Loving is your natural state of being. It is natural for you to have desire, and it is natural for you to anticipate happy outcomes. And it is natural for you to love, and it is natural for you to sing, and it is natural for you to play. It is natural for you to skip. It is natural for you to be joyful. It is natural for you to know well-being. It is natural for you to expand. It is natural for you to question. It is natural for you to find interest. It is natural for you to want more. And it is natural for you to feel good. And anything else is resisting the natural state of who you are. There is great love here for you. We are complete.
Let me love. This is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.